Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show, let me get to the right spot. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. That'll catch you off guard, but that's pretty cool, isn't it? We worked long and hard on that. That took almost 20 minutes. I need to make an announcement just so everybody understands something. And couple of issues, personally, physically had a couple of issues, and I've gotten past them, but because life isn't a fair thing, now I have something else that it has nothing to do with me, and I have no control over it, and I get to sit back and I get to watch, but it will affect me here from time to time. My wife is been diagnosed with her second go-around of breast cancer. Monday, we'll be meeting with a group of doctors as they outline exactly what it is we're going to be doing. And that's what I will be doing. Now, how will this affect this? It shouldn't affect it much at all. As a matter of fact, I already have plans in place to do a couple of things to make sure that the content remains as fresh as I can keep it. But just so you know, that's what's up currently. Now, fascists, as we move on, fascists are communists who, rather than doing away with the private sector, they allow this to function, provided that the government gets to call the shots. And keep this in mind as you think about Governor Andrew Cuomo urging businesses that are open to the public to have vaccinated-only admission. In addition to the other things he's got brewing currently. Behind that lies the assumption that all of the business's employees are vaccinated. Businesses in New York understand full well that this is an iron hand in a velvet glove suggestion. Because Cuomo controls the agencies that issue their business licenses. And he gets out there, and in one video, you can see him frame the issue as a matter of profit. If you bar entry to the hoi polloi, the unvaccinated public, you'll have all the customers you want at your local bar. And remember that Cuomo worked so briefly on the for-profit private sector that even Wikipedia doesn't have the data. Now, first we know that the panic about vaccinated people spreading COVID comes from an analysis of a wild gay party and sex weekend in Provincetown, Massachusetts. Second, if you examine the facts that the tech tyrants and the mainstream media so desperately hiding, the reality is that the vaccines have issues, not the least of which is a breakthrough cases of COVID. Even though there's some evidence that if vaccinated people catch COVID, their cases are less severe. Now, as long as the government, the tech tyrants, and the media conspire to hide information from Americans, many Americans are going to be suspicious that the entire American leftist infrastructure is up to no good. Although, bear this in mind about the COVID vaccine. 100% of the politicians in D.C. have it. They've taken it. 100% of the doctors in the United States have taken it. Okay? If you're looking for some sort of a... While I'm out here and I do step off of the, you know, I step off the path sometimes and I look at what they might be thinking about doing. At the same time, I look at what they're actually doing. And every Democrat and every Republican in Congress on the federal level have had the vaccine. Every doctor in the United States, every emergency room doctor have had the vaccine. Remember that part. Just for your own peace of mind. Then there's the one thing that when businesses work with the government to create needed supplies during a crisis, you know, that's what Donald Trump was able to get an enormous number of ventilators and masks made for hospitals early in the pandemic. That's one way that the government can influence and or manipulate the private sector by actually partnering with them and actually doing something good and not being an iron hand on them. But it's an entirely different thing when the government conspires with businesses to deprive fellow citizens of access to the amenities of life. And fourth, since Joe Biden is so fond of bandying about the concept of Jim Crow, let's talk about what the left is doing here. They're planning on systematically excluding non-vaccinated people from participation of all aspects of American life. This is there's a new class, and this is a thing the left does. They're always looking for new categories. They wanted to make a new currency called carbon credit. Now there's a new category of people. Completely irrespective of race or gender. It's completely blind, all of these things. It has to do with your vaccination status. And they're going to try to ban you if you're unvaccinated from doing certain things. Now, I've had the vaccine, and it didn't affect me at all. I've heard the people, I've been told by one person that I'm going to die in November. Well, what happens if I die next month of something else? What does that mean? There's no guarantees in life as far as when I'm going to die. The vaccine, some people think the vaccine has a dubious effectiveness, and that's you don't have to have a reason not to take the vaccine. You might just not like needles, and that's good enough. That's a good enough reason not to take it. We should not be looking at the people that are vaccinated versus unvaccinated. Right now, it's about the same numbers, I think, as get the flu vaccine, to be honest with you. Now, the other part is they're doing this in an effort for some reason to get more people vaccinated despite the people that have acquired natural immunity. And, you know, it was 90,000 last week, 60,000 this week. Deaths are remaining low with a daily high below 500 nationwide. We're not in a crisis anymore. We're in flu season. And the vaccination works much like a flu shot, providing limited protection that lasts for a limited time against one variant of the flu. That's all it is. It is not, it's not a bulletproof vest. It's not a lifetime. It's not going to keep you from having to do this again. There's a few other things people want to know about this vaccine. I get it, but at the same time, the Democrats, while they're out there right now, wanting to push through this big voting bill, at the same time, this would affect more than 50% on average of black and Hispanics in the United States who are resistant to the vaccine. So, there's a problem. There's a problem. While they're out there trying to make sure you can vote, at the same time, they're wanting to put you in another minority classification, a brand new one. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture feature revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. I want to thank guns.com for joining the show with and the spot there and the title sponsor, it would be called, and you'll be hearing a lot of stuff from them. This is the easiest way to find a gun online and have it transferred to you, guns.com. I'll bet you most of you don't know the name of a woman who was beheaded recently in Minnesota, or that of the killer. The victim, she was a Cuban immigrant. Her name is America Thayer. The killer was out on bail for arson and is a serial domestic abuser. His name is Alexis Sabaret. Why wasn't he in jail? Now, of course, many journalists and other Democrats pretend that some arsonists are mostly peaceful people. Now, America Thayer, she looked Caucasian. Maybe if she had a different skin pigmentation. Or if the murder weapon were a gun instead of a machete, and the killer had been a white cop instead of a known criminal, maybe there would have been more coverage. People would know their names. There was a video circulating online which appeared to show the moment America Thayer, 55, was dragged from her car and attacked before her body was left on the pavement in Shakopee, Minneapolis on Wednesday. Police say Alexis Sabaret, 42, was arrested on Thursday on suspicion of second-degree murder after a grisly death as officers recovered a large knife in an alley near the scene. That's some grim... That is a... You know, beheading someone? That's a sign of mental health. That's a mental health issue. I mean, really, that's one of the most horrific deaths that anybody could witness or watch or observe or, you know, look at it in the aftermath, especially the aftermath. Alexis Sabaret, the man accused of beheading her, has a history of domestic abuse, according to the records. Here you go. We'll get back to that in just a minute. See, this is the thing about any crime that a criminal... When somebody goes down the pathway of crime, I think it's silly to sit back and say, well, he was only ever a shoplifter. He only ever got out there and shoplifted shoes. I think crime, once crime begins, if they're caught and they get a record, then the recidivism is horrible. But what they've been trying to do, see, what the Democrats have been trying to do is to decriminalize some of these lower-level crimes, right? Like in California, shoplifting is skyrocketing right now because they decriminalized thefts under $950. So $949 is okay. I don't know if you can only do that once per location, once per day. Because that's the other part about the legislation or the policy or whatever. It doesn't probably bear that out. Now, what we're trying to pretend here is that these shoplifters go into a place of business with a calculator and cut everything off at $949. That would make them organized shoplifters. The problem is the unorganized shoplifters, because they will be above the law because they won't be running the Texas Instrument calculator to figure out how much they got. Now, as we continue to play this stupid game, do we want to sit back and think to ourselves, They probably only shoplift. They probably don't abuse drugs. They're probably not domestic abusers. They're probably not this, probably not that. They only shoplift. Well, they're probably stealing to support a drug habit, which in places like San Francisco where there's policies in there, you can get your syringes for free. I don't know if they've started giving out the heroin yet. This whole idea of either ignoring law or creating law that decriminalizes things has been sanctioned for the most part by the feds. The Biden administration, along with sanctuary cities and states, they decide not to enforce immigration laws that Congress has passed, haven't been repealed, amnesty hasn't been given, they still just do it. They just still ignore the law. So illegal immigration is soaring along with gun running and drug running and human smuggling. The cartels are very happy with this muddled, chaotic thing that's going on right now. In St. Louis, we talked about this. One of Kim Gardner's prosecutors was on maternity leave and failed to show up to court for 3 or 4 times. And they had to let a guy go. They had to let a murderer go. The accused killer, Brandon Campbell, released from jail. Still at large as we speak today. Her office, Gardner's office, did not replace this person who had been out on maternity leave for three months. Democrats support cashless bail. So that's basically just a revolving door. I don't know, when we get out there and we start talking about police presence and everything else, one of the frustrating things for them has got to be that they catch these guys. They know exactly what they are. They know exactly how violent they are. And the systems that are behind this that allow this kind of thing to happen in the first place are just sticking them back out there on the street. All for some political points so they can score and say, hey, white cops are racist. Even though the defunding is unpopular in the polls. And now Biden is like, well, we got to fix this, so let's make this $1.9 trillion slush fund, even though that there's nothing in there that says anything about police funding. So, back to this guy who was only accused of domestic abuse, and now he's beheading people. That is the natural progression. Criminals are going to be criminals and do criminal actions. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is pleased with the latest monthly jobs report. The economy adding 943,000 jobs last month.
While our economy is far from complete, and while we doubtlessly will have ups and downs along the way as we continue to battle the Delta surge of COVID, what is indisputable now is this. The Biden plan is working.
The White House is applauding United Airlines for imposing a mandatory vaccination program for employees. Press Secretary Jen Psaki also noting rising numbers in vaccinations amid fears of the Delta variant. She told reporters that more than 3.2 million Americans got newly vaccinated this past week. Yesterday, 109,000 people tested positive for COVID-19 and 535 people died from the virus. You're listening to USA Radio News. As wildfires continue to rage across the western United States, some experts are pointing to climate change as the reason for it. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi explains why this problem matters.
It's a public health issue. The air our children breathe, the water they drink in every way. It's a economic issue for us to be preeminent, first in the world in all the green technologies. It's a defense issue. Security leaders, national security experts tell us.
Republicans have argued that wildfires are also caused by bad forest management and not just climate change. Peloton is facing over $1 million lawsuit. A Texas woman claims her 2-year-old got trapped underneath a Tread Plus treadmill and was injured. The Consumer Product Safety Commission urging parents to stop using the equipment back in April after one child died from the machine and dozens more got injured. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Guns.com radio studio coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are living in a crazy world right now. They're testing us all the time. They're trying to see how far they can push us all the time. Now, the one thing where they were successful and they got to have a little behavioral experiment that they could see results of is masks. So just when they allow us to take them off, they're demanding now that we put them back on. Now, you might reasonably wonder if there's ever going to be a return to normal. And what they expect you to do is to obey, lest we be in gross violation of the mandates created for us by our betters, who know better than we do what's best for us. Now, from the onset of the lockdowns, one of their loudest critics has been Fox News host Laura Ingraham. She's repeatedly expressed her disdain for the term the new normal, but even so, the regular old normal had its problems, one of which was how we handled congregant settings. we weren't very prudent about how we mingled, masked, rubbed shoulders, and got together, i.e. congregated. Efforts to practice social distancing in packed congregant settings are sorely tested in many of the activities that we Americans take for granted, like attending a sports event, a movie, concerts, bars, restaurants, demonstrations, insurrections, riots, and so on. I mean, you name it. It's literally everything. People had to cram themselves into arenas and work themselves into an ecstatic quasi-religious frenzy when their tribe's team carries a ball across a goal line. All the while, you're breathing on each other and spraying spittle. Young people especially have a need to be with each other, and in cramped quarters is when they queue up to get into an exclusive nightclub, like Studio 54 back in the old days. How many cases of the coronavirus have been passed to the immunocompromised by young people who've attended the all-night raves or today's equivalent of Studio 54? There are some that think that one of the features of the old normal, like this kind of thing, the congregant stuff, should be left behind. I think that's up to you. I think that's completely up to you. I think that's up to your call. That's your call. That's your decision to make. And there's all kinds of congregant settings. There's a ballet. There's the opera. I mean, so, you know, if you want to go out in public and mingle with the masses, maybe even take in an opera. It used to be that if you wanted to do that, but you felt bad, you stayed home. And why did you stay home? Well, because you were sick and you didn't want to spread your disease, your cold. Now, that's not a new normal. That's an old normal. A little basic consideration for each other is what we should actually have going on right now. But if you look at the 1995 sci-fi flick, 12 Monkeys, they created a bleak future in which a lab-engineered virus has wiped out all of the humanity except for a tiny remnant that lives deep underground. Some of the survivors are prisoners. As one prisoner is being led to a meeting with a panel of scientists, we hear this over the PA system. There will be socialization classes in room 700 for citizens cited for deviations 23-A and 96-A per subchapter 6 of the Permanent Emergency Code. Now, compared to the devastating virus dreamt up in 12 Monkeys, the Wuhan virus is more like the coronavirus that causes the common cold. It's even rather benign compared to the Spanish flu of a century ago. And despite that, the Democrats are using the pandemic for their own ends. The mandates and the lockdowns are the means by which the Democrats hope to lock in their political power permanently. And they only make sense if you're going to protect the immunocompromised and the elderly. So in other words, those who should already have been locked down, sheltering in place. Rather than a quarantine of just those folks, they decided to quarantine everybody. And in doing so, they killed off countless small businesses and livelihoods. If the vulnerable had isolated and hunkered down to wait for a cure, the rest of us could have stayed open for business with a few safety measures, which is exactly what essential workers did. You know, the grocery stores stayed open. What was it about the people working at Walmart and the grocery stores that made them so superhuman? The lockdowns were one of the more unnecessary and harmful things government has ever inflicted upon the people. But the Democrats have made COVID-19 into the worst thing ever to justify their shotgun approach to lockdown. And paradoxically, the more arbitrary and unreasonable to the strictures of their lockdowns, the more they seem to lock in their authority. So their new normal is authoritarianism that they want to last forever. And They don't seem to worry about resistance from the people. They think that they've got you in a permanent state of emergency. They think they've got you thinking in a permanent state of emergency. There is a, how would I put this? There's a segment of the United States that is waiting for government to tell them the next thing to do. And listen, if you want to go about the rest of your life wearing a mask and not taking the vaccine and not going out and wearing, you know, wear a mask everywhere you go, wear it in the car when you're all buttoned up and everything, wear it outside when you're in the middle of the UV rays, whatever you want to do, if that's what you want to do, that's your right. Have at it. I'm not going to belittle you. I'm not going to judge you. And I'm not going to do that. And herein is the problem, because while you can do that if you want to, I too can do what I want to do. And I'm going to. I'm absolutely going to. And I'm not alone. I'm not alone. I do not consider life worth living if I'm living in fear. And I'm not going to live in fear. Because there's so many things to fear in this world, in this life. So many things. And then when you, when you do everything you can do to try to live in this world and dodge all the stuff that you think you can dodge, you still get hit with something. That's the inevitability of it. None of us are going to get out of this alive. And resisting COVID and wearing a mask is not going to make you live forever. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Guns.com Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of the Salus line, the Reformation line, the Militia line, Providence. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. There's an old saying, he who pays the piper calls the tune. And in England, doctors and nurses and hospitals get their paychecks from the government. Now, I always hammer on this because one of the ways they would enslave us would be to have socialized medicine in place here in the United States. Now, you probably, there may be some of you, I'm half British. People in England can go about where they want, do what they want, move if they want to and everything else. But there are some things that happen to them when they go into the healthcare system. Now, these doctors and nurses and hospitals, they get their paychecks from the government. That's all that matters to them. Rather than the fact that it's the British people who pay the taxes to fund those paychecks in the first place. So their loyalty goes to the British government that writes the checks rather than the public that funds the checks. And a gaggle of nurses recently, in front of a patient, earnestly told a pregnant mother that she had no rights in her baby once it was born. And it was going to get a COVID test, or the British version of Child Protective Services would be all over that family. This is what the Democrats want for you. Summit News explains what's happening. Based off of a video, there's a lot. In England, just like they here, they have a lot of dialects and accents to go along with it that most of us may not be able to hear. So it's probably better that it's printed and I can read it to you verbatim. So here it is, verbatim. A video out of the UK shows NHS nurses demanding to COVID test a newborn baby. claiming it's not the mother's property once outside the womb, and then threatening to report her to social services for refusing. The shocking video, which is posted to Twitter, shows a heavily pregnant woman, mother in a hospital bed being lectured by nurses about how it's mandatory for the baby to be given a COVID test immediately after birth. This is a really interesting conversation to talk about a child, but anyway, according to the video, the mother states, "It is my property." And the nurse responds, "So you will while the baby's in your abdomen." The mother says, "So you're saying once the baby comes out, it's not my property no more?" "Yes, it is. I gave birth to it. It's got my blood running through it." The mother, who's apparently close to giving birth, is getting more and more upset. The nurses, instead of offering an explanation to the policy, which would be a smart thing to do, a little empathy, which would be the human thing to do, or even some sympathy, which would also be human, continue to insist the baby's getting tested whether the other likes it or not. And this is very peculiar, given that most newborns who test positive for the coronavirus have mild symptoms or none at all and recover, although serious cases have occurred. In the United States, since January the 4th, 2020, 124 children in the entire 0 to 4 age group have died. And it is unclear whether they died with or from COVID and how many were newborn infants. Each child's death is a tragedy, but that's 124 babies out of kids out of roughly 23.6 million children, 5 and under. Percentile-wise, that's 0.0005%, which is still heartbreaking, no doubt about it, if that's your baby. The baby's father eventually says that they're going to leave the hospital, at which point the nurses make the ultimate threat. The parents' objections are going to be documented and passed along to the safeguarding team, which is their version of Child Protective Services. I have a few problems with Child Protective Services here in the United States. Child Protective Services can take what is an innocuous situation and blow it completely out of the water. I have no firsthand experience with them. I have observed other things. So I don't know the extent of what maybe happened in the details. But, you know, it's some of the things that they show up for is like, if you, the parent, take a blow dryer away from a teenage girl using it over a sink full of water, or you punish a boy by giving him water instead of milk for one lunch, or if you're struggling with a child suffering the night terrors. Now, the night terrors are always a very difficult road to hoe for a parent, because it's happening at night when everybody's supposed to be asleep. Now, a lot of times the parent, the only way they can calm this child down is to lay down with them. Then they fall asleep. And then they refer to this as, what do they call this, co-sleeping or whatever it is? And then that's a bad thing, apparently, to sleep with your child. I mean, even if it's just you're sleeping. In each of those cases I just mentioned, the CPS conceded the parents' actions were not wrong. And even though they conceded that, they still dogged and second-guessed those parents over years because of some notion. Well, I guess because they could. We're still from that. Once the children learned this, once they figured out they could get anything they wanted from their parents by threatening to call the CPS, they also taught their school friends this too, this neat trick. But then the CPS, depending on where you're at, they may have certain biases. Like the child needs to go with a parent regardless. So then they give a child to a mother who's drug addicted and prostituting. What a good situation for the child to be in. And then they make it very hard for the father to extricate the child from that horrible situation. So the biggest thing to take away from this is to remember one simple thing, and that is that the state does not love you. As long as the state has money, it will keep its promises to care for you, like they did in Europe when America took care of the defense costs during the Cold War, leaving European nations more money to fund their medical care and their welfare state, which led to the massive immigration. You know, it's always something. When the money runs out, because the money always runs out, state does not have an incentive to be efficient or inventive or courageous. Its only interest is in keeping the paychecks going. To heck with you. Now, if you think I'm wrong about that, take a look at what the teachers' unions across America have been doing the moment COVID hit our shores. Your children's education was destroyed. In a lot of cases, the emotional health of your children was destroyed. I still haven't. I really want to know the numbers for the teenage suicides out there, because I'm sure that's going to be horrific. And in the meantime, all of them got their paychecks. Their priority is not your children. Their priority is the money. Your children are just the bridge. They're the bridge that they walk on. It would be funny if it wasn't so nefarious. But that's what they want. They want to be able to, if you're older too, if you're older and you're in the NHS, they'll let you die. They'll tell you, hey, listen. And the problem is, some of these younger doctors are going that way now here in the United States. We got to stop that. That's got to stop in its tracks. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.